Gemara has a discussion in case a person owns a bayis, but somebody else is not going to be living there in Pesach. Somebody else is renting the house. So who has the key of a bedikah? Is the key of a bedikah the owner of the bayis? Certainly, you must say about teichem. It's your bayis. Maybe it's his comments. Or the ikar key of the person who's the seicher, the person who's renting the house. So more comes out that the chiyuv is on the seicher. The person who's renting the house, renting the place, it has the chiyuv. If, however, his rental only starts by the day of the 14th, and the night of the 14th is still in the possession of the maskir, the one who's the owner, so he has the responsibility to be boiling the house before he gives it away to the seicher the next morning. But if he did not do so, or if the seicher comes to possession only the night before the 14th and the afternoon of the 13th, so the night of the 14th, he's already in possession of the key. He already has possession of the property. So he has responsibility to be boedik. So that means if a person goes to a hotel for Pesach, he has responsibility to be boedik his room. We can't assume if it's a Jewish-owned hotel, maybe they would have a chiyuv bedika if I only arrive in Erev Pesach. So the night before already, they have a chiyuv bedika. But if they did so, that's fine. If they do not so, I have a chiyuv. And if it's a non-Jewish-owned hotel, When I arrive, I have a chiyuv. Even if I arrive on the afternoon of the 14th, I have a chiyuv to boedik. Even if I arrive Chol HaMoed Pesach, I don't go there for the first days. I come Chol HaMoed Pesach to spend some time in the hotel. So if I cannot be mavar that they check the room, I have a chiyuv to check that room. Laura Nair, even if it's daytime, you need Laura Nair. We'd use it. You have a flashlight. They shouldn't. Will not let you have an open flame in a room like that. So you have a problem of legally deciding that you're not going to bring an open flame into the room. That's expectation. You can't bring it in because it's a mitzvah because it's comments. So you use a flashlight. A person has a chiyuv d'boedik, and you would actually boedik with a bracha. If there was no bedikah done in that room, there's a chiyuv bedikah with a bracha. Another example of this question which comes up is the status of a bocher in a yeshiva dormitory. What is his status? Is it equivalent to that of a renter, which that's what some bochim hold, that they're just like renters, that they have full authority to that room, is their responsibility, so they would have a chiyuv bedikah. Some person say no, since over here in the case of a dormitory, the hanhol of the yeshiva has the authority to move a person from room to room without their consent, so he's not really owning that room. Whereas the person who's renting takes possession of a room, it's his room. For that time, if they want to move him, it's something of that sort, they would have to ask his permission. So maybe in that situation, the yeshiva dormitory is different. It's not a chiyuv on the bochrim. So it's a question whether the chiyuv or not. So what the yeshivas do is they make the bochrim shluchim. So b'manashach, they can do the bedika. There's no question of a bracha. The bracha is not staying. Most bracham are leaving before Pesach. But bracha would be staying over Pesach. The night of the 14th, he'd make a bracha on that room that he's on that room. And not only on the room which he's staying in, but any communal areas which are being used also in the dorm would also have a chiyuv bedika because there's a potential for comments there. So that would apply in that situation. Now, in a hotel, the person's key is only boedik his room. The common areas do not belong to him. They clearly belong to the owner of the hotel, and that's not his responsibility. There's somebody else that has responsibility. He would not be boedik those areas. Have a good morning.